Rosh Hashanah per Gimel Mishnah Vav. Shofar shenistak v'dibkoi. If a shofar became cracked and you glued it together, this is the way the Rav learns. Puzzle, it's puzzle. The Rav says we're dafka dealing with a crack that goes along the length of the shofar. There should be a picture below. And it's brought down, there are different days of how many places the shofar is cracked. Is it just cracked in one place? Or is it actually cracked that same way, but on both sides? When it's cracked on two sides, then it almost becomes like two pieces that are glued together. Tosfos Yonta brings that there are certain benefits when it's actually cracked in two places. Then the glue, when you glue it together, it's much more permanent as opposed to when it's just cracked in one place and you glue it, the whole thing may not last and it's not as stable. The reason that it cracked in one place would not work is because Tosfos Yonta brings that the issue is it's not called the Shem Shofar. And if you say that it's cracked in two places, where it was basically two half shofar pieces now that are put together, sort of, the reason it's not going to work also is because, like the Rav says, it's like it's Shnei Shofaros, it's two shofars. But this case is only, like the Rav says, when it's cracked along the length. However, if it's cracked along the width, which is basically the circumference, which is the second picture below, so now it depends. If the place that it's cracked, as long as you have the shear of a shofar below it, then it's okay. Now, what's the shear of the shofar that needs to be? So it has to be four tefachim. It's a machlokes whether those four tefachim mean that while you're holding this shofar, that if a shofar's small enough that you'd be able to still see it, or the four tefachim would go beyond where your hands are holding it and you can see it, that's fine. So as long as the crack is far enough in the shofar where you can still do this, where there's enough of a shear, that's okay. Some learn that it even includes what your hand is holding, so it's even a smaller shear. Whatever it is, cracking along the width of the shofar, that's okay as long as you have the shear below it. As long as, again, you would glue it together and the sound of the shofar would come out fine. Dibek shivrei shofaros pasul. If you glue broken pieces of shofars, it's pasul. So this case, the Mefarshim explain, is dafka also along the width where you take pieces of the shofar and you glue it together. The problem is, the obvious question is we just finished saying that the first case in the Mishnah was only along the length, but along the width, as long as you have a shear, it's fine, even if it is glued together, and it's mashma, that even if it was totally severed and you glued it together, it's also okay. And now we're saying the very next words of the Mishnah, dibek shivrei shofaros pasul, that if you glue them together, it's pasul. So perhaps one can say, and I believe the Rishash in the Gemara was saying this, is that this is talking about where you take pieces, or even if the pieces were proper shiurim, where they would each be a good shofar by themselves, you take it from two different shofars and you would glue them together, not from the same shofar that cracked. Because if it's the same shofar that cracked, that we just said is okay. Because the Torah says it should be one shofar, and when you start gluing different pieces together, then it's more than one shofar. The sound is coming from two different shofars. Now, in the first case where we said that it's kosher, when it's the same shofar that was cracked and you glued it, so even though glue is a different item and you have to blow from a shofar, and if a glue is contributing it, so the glue is adding to the sound, so the Rosh says this is not a kasha because it was cracked in that place and you added glue to it, the glue didn't, it's not like an extra thing, it just brought it back to the way it was before. Mashenkin, we're going to soon see, if you try to add, if like let's say a shofar has a hole in one of the spots of the shofar, a hollow chip, and you fill that in, that's actually adding to the shofar, which is the next case. Nikav usasamai, if there was a hole, a chip, and you filled it in, im ma'akev esatkiya pasul. If this hole that you filled in, now you dafka have to fill it in with the same min. But even if you fill it in with the same min, if it's ma'akev the tkiya, which means that the hole there, had you have not filled it in, you would not have been able to blow, it's pasul. Vimlav, kosher. But if it wasn't ma'akev, meaning you could have blowed it fine, and now you're filling the hole, as long as it's the same min, and the Rav explains, and most of the shofar is complete, only then is it kosher.